الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our sustainer, our nourisher. And we begin by sending peace and salutations upon His beloved messenger, Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today we take another step towards getting things closer to normal with our first indoor prayer, alhamdulillah. Gradually and carefully, we are trying to improve the arrangements, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, with your help and cooperation, but we still continue to need your cooperation. And I'm trying to say this with a smile, although you can't see it because I'm wearing a mask. These measures, my brothers and sisters, are temporary. And inshallah, thumma inshallah, we hope that most of them will be lifted soon. I know it can be frustrating, it can be discouraging, but for now, we just need to be a little patient, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your patience and cooperation. And may He also reward those who are staying home out of consideration for others, because I know there are a number of brothers and sisters are actually not joining us out of consideration for others. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you all for your patience, for your cooperation, for your understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Alhamdulillah, Allah azza wa jalla has brought us to the end of the academic year. And I think it is safe to say that no one in the world could have imagined last August, last September, that the school year, that the academic year will end in this way, in the way that it has ended. Or that no one would step into a classroom after March break, subhanAllah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly knew. None of the human beings could have imagined. None of the human beings knew, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is in control, who is all-knowing, He was the one who knew. Once again, this is a reminder, my brothers and sisters, of how little is in our control. How little is in our control. We like to think that there's a lot that is in our control, but in reality, there is very little that is in our control. And everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By now, those who were set to graduate have graduated, mashallah. And, this could be from university, it could be from college, it could be from high school, it could be from even elementary school. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that day when one will flee from his brother and from his mother and father and from his wife and sons, every one of them will be too engaged in their own affairs to care for the others. Subhanallah. Today, as siblings, brothers and sisters, as children, as parents, we cherish the company of one another. We like to be with one another. We try to offer support to one another. And we go to one another for comfort. We go to one another for support when we need it. But on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, it will be the opposite. A brother will be running away from his brother. And running away, a person will be running away from his mother and father. Subhanallah. You know, you imagine the mother, the father, the parents, the family that you are with right now, perhaps at home, that you're watching with, that you spend time with. On that day, every single one of us will be running away from one another. Why? لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Every one of them will be too engaged. Every one of us will be too engaged in our own affairs to care for the others. So the stakes will be so high. The stakes will be so high, the situation so critical, that every single person will be just worrying about themselves, not even caring. Not even caring, even a mother not caring for her child. Can we imagine? We know the love of the mothers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in their heart for their children. But subhanallah, on that day, even the mothers will not be able to care for their children. Will not be willing to, they will not have the time, the energy, because they'll be too worried about themselves. So my brothers and sisters, this is a serious matter, and the implications of that day and of that report are not just for one semester or for one year, but rather they are for eternity. The implications are for eternity. Because normally, you know what happens, the worst case scenario, you fail a course, you fail a program, you know, you don't get a promotion. The implications are not that severe. The implications are, yes, they may be serious, but in the large, you know, in the large picture, it's not something which is superly critical. It is important, but it's not critical to the point of the criticalness of this matter, because the implications of that will be not just for 1 year or one semester or even for a lifetime, but for an eternity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. On the day of resurrection, we will bring forth a book for him that he will find wide open. He will find wide open. يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. And we will say to him, read your book. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ. It will be said to the human being, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ. Read your book. Read your own book. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Enough are you today to take your own account. Just read your own book. Read your own report card. And it is enough that you read it and you realize what your fate is to be. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us different descriptions in the Quran of reactions to receiving report cards. Just like in this world, again, nowadays, this year it was online, but when we get report cards distributed in class and we open them, right? People have different reactions. When you get your performance review, right? There are different reactions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the al-kitab and the book of deeds will be placed before them. Al-mujrimina mushfiqina mimma fih. Then you will see the guilty people, the people who are guilty, the criminals, scared of its contents. Mushfiqina mimma fih. وَيَقُولُونَ. And they will say, so you can see like all these people who are going around with impunity, committing sins, committing crimes, oppression, going around the world as if they own the world, bullying others. On that day, وَوَضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ. On that day, you will see the fear on their face, scared. وَيَقُولُونَ. And they will say, and they will be saying, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. Woe be to us. يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. Woe to us. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابُ. What a book is this? What a book is this? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. It has missed nothing, minor or major, except that it has taken it into account. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Thus they will find whatever they did present before them. they will find whatever they did present before them. And this is for everyone, for myself included, all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and your Lord will not wrong anyone. No one will be wronged. Everyone will receive their book. And those who are guilty will be afraid of that book. Again, I always wonder, you know, people, you don't want to name names, of course, but you think of people who are acting with impunity, who are oppressing others, who are bullying others, who are harming others, who feel like there's nothing that that can make them afraid, that there's nothing that they have to fear. They are going around with pride and arrogance on their faces. On that day, there will be fear on their faces when they realize what that book has captured. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being from amongst them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us also, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Then as for him who will be given his record in his right hand, he will say, فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمْقُرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. Here, here, read my record. Read my book. Read my record. When someone gets a great report card, get A's, A pluses. Teachers, by the way, should never give A pluses. I said that once in front of my professor, and then next time he gave me an A plus. Actually, I was talking to my friends, my classmates, and he heard. The next time he made a point in giving me an A plus. Alhamdulillah, only time I probably got an A plus. But what happens when you get an A plus? You feel like you have nowhere to improve. You're at the top of the world. You're the best. So never get an A plus. Okay, so that you keep trying. You have something to move forward to. Okay, so when a person gets a good report card, what happens? You want to share it with others. You want to tell others. You celebrate. So this is how a person is going to be on the Day of Judgment. Ha, umqra'u kitabiya. Here, read my record. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. Surely I did believe my account. He's happy. He's encouraged. Fahuwa fi 'eeshatin radiya. So he shall be in a life well pleasing. Fi jannatin 'aliya, in a lofty garden of Jannah. Qutufuha daniya. The fruits of which, you know, will be close at hand. It will be said to him, kulu washrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyam al khaliya. Eat and drink at ease for that which you have sent on before you in days past. So that will be the true celebration, my brothers and sisters. You know, today we're feeling missing the graduation ceremonies, graduation celebrations. We can't get together. It's okay, inshallah, the true celebration. Yeah, of course, it's a moment to celebrate and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's harm in doing that in an appropriate way, permissible way, of course. But the true celebration will be when the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala receives his book, her book, in their right hands. That will be the true celebration, the true graduation, the true passing. So, enjoying. They will be enjoying as a reward for what they did in advance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. O you who believe, meaning us, fear Allah and keep your duty to Him. And let every person look to what he or she has set forth for tomorrow, and fear Allah. So be looking forward, be looking ahead. What are you sending ahead in the now? What are you sending banking for the future, for the Day of Judgment, for the Akhirah? إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Verily Allah is all aware of what you do. So whatever we do, we are storing it in our bank account for the Day of Judgment, for the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. Surely we will give new life to the dead, and we are recording whatever deeds they send before them. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us, by the way, وَآثَارَهُمْ, and whatever effects they leave behind as well. So deeds plus the impact, the effects of your deeds, the impact they have on the world, the impact they have on others, all of it is being recorded. So not just the action. The action along with the effect and the impact, the traces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us everything is fully computed by us in a manifest book of record. So this book is being recorded. I'm always, you know, sometimes you think, how is this going to happen? How is this possible? So I went on Facebook. I have a Facebook account. So I went on Facebook and said, okay, download my activity. Download activity. SubhanAllah. From the day I opened my Facebook account, from the minute that I opened my Facebook account, every single message, every single picture, every single comment, every single video, every single like, everything is recorded just on Facebook. This is just a small example. So the book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the report card, the report book that we will be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will detail everything and with even more accuracy and even more coverage. Every single thing will be covered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. Now, if you get your book, your report book in your left hand, as for him who will be given his record in his left hand, فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهِ. He will say, I wish that I had not been given my record. I wish that I had not been given my record. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهِ. And that I had never known how my account is. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. Would that it had been my end. Would that it had been my end, my death, meaning I would have been finished before this moment that I was to receive this book. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَةِ. My wealth has not availed me. Think wealth makes you powerful. Money is everything. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَةِ. My wealth has not availed me. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَةِ. My power have gone from me. My power to defend, to argue, to defend myself has gone from me. It will be said, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. Seize him and fetter him. ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ. Then throw him in the blazing fire. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبَعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُقُوهُ. Then fasten him with a chain whereof the length is 70 cubits. La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. No celebration. If you get your book, your report book in your left hand, no celebration. No celebration. Instead, this is what you get in return. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who receive their books in their right hands and right hands alone. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Now when people are given their books, it will be said to them, هَذَا كِتَابُنَا يَنْتِقُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. This is our book that speaks against you with truth. إِنَّا كُنَّا نَسْتَنْسِخُ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. We used to get recorded all that you used to do. So every single thing that we're doing, even at this very moment, it is being recorded. Everything is being recorded. No one is beyond the coverage of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, of course, there are two angles to this, my brothers and sisters. Worrying that every single misdeed is recorded, even the smallest. لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. What a book is this? It has not missed anything minor or major, but has taken it into account. So there's one angle to this, which is of concern, that what is my book going to have? Which of my sins, which I thought that no one saw, that no one knew about, is going to be in this book, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of everyone? So there's a reason for concern, for extreme concern. But there's also a very positive side to this as well, that any goodness, even the smallest act of kindness, will be found within. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. So whoever does equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant, a speck, an iota, shall see it. So if you do good, even if it's a penny, even if it's picking up, you know, a piece of trash, even if it's removing something harmful from the road, a kind word, a smile, anything, no matter how small, it will be found. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And whoever does evil equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall also see it. So let us think, my brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to read our report card of this life, or as I say, report book, what will we find in our book? What will we find in our books? Every person asks themselves, what will be in my book of deeds? Will we be celebrating, or will we be in a state of fear or regret? And as we get caught up in the matters of this world, my brothers and sisters, even if they're good things, even if you're engaged in doing good things, it becomes easy to forget that this will actually really truly happen. Us leaving this world, it is real and it will happen. The day of judgment will happen. So my brothers and sisters, let us prepare for this report card right now. And the good news is that we do have time. So use your summer, your days, your nights, every hour, every minute to fill up your book with good deeds and with tawbah. To have the bad deeds erased or crossed out at the very least, inshallah, through the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, it doesn't matter if anyone is watching or not. It is all going into the book and it will all become apparent one day. We have policed each other enough. How much can we police each other? We were looking over our kids, husband looking over wife, wife not trusting the husband, looking over the husband. Everyone's policing each other. But how long, to what extent? This is not healthy. So we must remember every single deed is in the book. Even the repentance will be in the book, inshallah, and we must try our best and pray for the best. And maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept us and make us like this person. And I end with this hadith. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah will bring a believer near him and shelter him with his screen and ask him, did you commit such and such sins? Allah will ask the believer, did you commit such and such sins? He will say, yes, my Rabb. Allah will keep on asking him till he will confess all his sins. He will confess all his sins and will think that he is ruined. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I did screen your sins in the world and I forgive them for you today. And then he will be given the book of his good deeds. And regarding the disbelievers, the rejecting disbelievers and the hypocrites, their evil acts will be exposed publicly. And the witnesses will say that these are the people who lied against their Lord. Behold, the curse of Allah is upon the wrongdoers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being amongst those. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who receive the forgiveness of Allah and the books in their right hands on the Day of Judgment. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Brothers and sisters, this week we have had a number of tragedies. Our brother, Ijaz Chaudhry, Mississauga, as you know, was killed by police instead of receiving help for his mental distress. This is similar to the case of our brother, somewhat similar to the case of our brother, Abdurrahman Abdi, here in Ottawa, was killed by police in the July of 2016. Also, some of our brothers and sisters have recently lost loved ones to COVID-19 and otherwise as well. So make dua for all of them. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluhu ala niyatuhu wa sirruhu. Allahumma laka alhamdu hatta tarda wa laka alhamdu idha radit wa laka alhamdu ba'da rida. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum waqim nuzulahum wa wassi' madkhalahum waghsilhum bil ma'i wal thalji wal barad wa naqqihim min al khataaya kama yunqqa al thawb al abyad min al daras wa abdilhum diyaran khayran min diyarihim wa amdilhum ahlan khayran min ahlihim wa adkhilhum al jannah wa'idhhum min adhab al qabr wa adhab al nar. Allahumma aghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa saghirina wa kabirina wa dhakarina wa unthana. Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fahyi 'ala al islam وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ مِنَّا فَتَوَفَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, please purify our hearts and fill them with your love and all the feelings that you love, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, please purify our minds, our attitudes, and our actions, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant justice to all of those who have been oppressed, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant them the best of reward in this world and the hereafter, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please protect them and all of us from oppression, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, please protect us all, our fellow human beings, from this illness and from all other harms and evils, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, please cure all of our brothers and sisters who are suffering from COVID-19 or any other illness, Ya Allah. Those in hospital at this very moment, O Allah, our brother whose mother is receiving a kidney transplant right now, our brother Hamid who will be going through a surgery, O Allah, our brother and sister suffering from long-term pain and injuries, O Allah, our elder sister suffering from shingles, very painful. O Allah, all of those who are ill, who are at risk of becoming ill, O Allah, you are the protector and healer. O Allah, grant them a speedy recovery and protect them from all illnesses and pain and suffering, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O Allah, please grant relief to all of those in pain and grief and stress and anxiety, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O Allah, please replace it with happiness and peace and joy, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma anta rabbuna la ilaha illa ant. Khalaqtana wa nahnu abiduk wa nahnu ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'na. Na'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'na. نبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا فاغفر لنا إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أسبغ علينا لباس الصحة والعافية واجعلها عونا لنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من أن نضل أو نضل أو نزل أو نزل أو نظلم أو نظلم أو نجهل أو نجهل علينا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من قلب لا يخشع ودعاء لا يسمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن علم لا ينفع يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم حرر المسجونين المظلومين خصوصا في بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم وأصلح قادتهم واجمع كلمتهم للحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظ وانصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا my brothers and sisters those who are at home please go ahead and pray your 4 rakah of dhuhr at home inshallah those who have registered for Friday prayer please do come at your allotted time if you'll be praying inside as you may be please do bring a mask your prayer mat and a bag for your sandals and your shoes جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته